last week, you know, our first half, you know, we missed a couple things. You know, we came out a little flat-footed at times. You know, we had to grasp ourselves in the second half, and that's exactly what we did. Came out and played a phenomenal second half.
You've had great things to say about Odell Beckham all season long. Do you think he should be the rookie of the year in the NFL this year?
No, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. You know, I mean, there's been some rookies out there, obviously making some splash. You know, Mike Evans and, you know, a couple of names. But what Odell has done in a short period of time, you know, he's been out there because obviously he's battled some injuries at the beginning of the year. The sky's the limit for this guy, man. I think what he's done, you know, for this team and just for the league itself has been phenomenal. And I'm not just saying that, you know, just because he's my teammate. I'm just saying it because, you know, outside looking in, I'm sure everyone else sees it the same way. So, but absolutely, there's no doubt about it. You know, rookie of the year, Pro Bowl, you name it. I mean, I definitely put him up there right now, you know, with the elite receivers in this league because, you know, he's a threat.
Did you really think that was a possibility, you know, week 6 or 7, when he was just coming back and that you know, this kind of – breakout success was really possible?
Well, you know,
to this degree,
you never discredit anything. You really never know what's possible. But if you know, outside looking in, if you to take, you know, any other guy and say he'd come back week 6 and, or you know, whatever week he came back and do what he's done in such a short period of time, I don't think no one would ever say that he, you know, he would make that splash that he's did. But I'm happy that he did. You know, I mean, he's a teammate. He's a phenomenal player, man. And, you know, his future is only going to get better, you know, as the more time goes on and the game goes on more. And he's going to draw a lot more attention to himself, you know, on the field. And they're going to try to find ways, you know, to double him. But knowing our guys and our offensive scheme and the mentality they have, you know, they'll find a way to give him the ball. And if they double him, then we have other weapons that can also contribute and you know, make a lot of plays also.
Do other receivers on other teams have a comment to you on how good he is?
What's that?
Do you ever hear from other receivers on other teams?
Oh, yeah. I hear it all the time.
What is the
I hear it all
saying?
The time. You know, man, like, man, that boy, like, you know, they just say, wow. You know, like, and I tell people, I say, yeah, you know, it's not a fluke. You know, he is as advertised. You know, it's not something that he just goes out and he just, you know, miraculously he has this good game. I mean, he's a baller.
Intro, I know they're 6-8, but they have some good wins. I mean, especially against Denver, Seattle, both those wins at home. When you see them on tape, what do you say?
I see a very scrappy team. You know, this is a team that you're going to have to fight 4 quarters, 4.5, 5 quarters, you know, as long as it takes. And they don't give up. You know, I think they have a very, very good defense. You know, they're very porous. They're very, you know, schematic in what they do. And, you know, they're going to come at you. You know, I feel it's going to definitely be a defensive battle game. And, you know, we're gonna try to make sure we give the offense as many opportunities as they possibly need to put points on the board. And defense, we just got to go out there and do what we do and just make sure we play smart, you know, just play efficient and make plays when opportunity presents itself.
And, Charles, sometimes teams, they want to, like, reflect their head coach. Is that like a Jeff Fisher type team?
You say what?
Is that like a Jeff Fisher type team you've played over the years, you know, scrappy, that kind of, you know, tough?
I would say so. Yeah. I would say so. You know, when he was in Tennessee, yeah, they were pretty much the same way. But, I mean, you know, I think what they have, they're building something over there. You know, what they have going on, you know, it's a team that's, you know, when I was watching the game last week with Arizona, you know, Larry Fitzgerald said this is the team, it's the most physical team that he's played in their division. And, you know, they have Seattle in their division, they have San Fran. So, you know, I think that states a lot about, you know, what type of team the Rams are.
There's been a lot made of, you know, whether Tom's coming back or not coming back. I know that's management's decision. I mean, in the last week, I actually heard, you know, there were people questioning whether you're playing your best season. Should you be back? I mean, have you heard that, and what's your reaction to it?
Well, you know, I don't really have a reaction to that. The way I look at it is, outside looking in, you're never really going to understand a defensive scheme or, you know, where a person is supposed to be or what they're actually supposed to be doing. So the only people that's going to really understand that is myself, the coaches, the organization. And, you know, perception outside looking in, I really don't know how people are going to say what or view what, but it's never really been my concern. Is this my best season? No, it's not my best season. But am I playing ball? Yes, I'm definitely playing ball. You know, I'm not giving up touchdowns. I'm not giving up huge plays. You know, I'm playing the way I'm supposed to be playing. I'm playing multiple roles. I just go out there and do what I can do. You know, I don't really worry too much about what spectators say. You know, I know You know, they may have over-the-roof expectations for myself and as well as I do. But, you know, at the same time, I go out there and I play ball. If I have an assignment, I get it done. And, you know, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, because I guess when you have this big year with the interceptions last year, it's almost like they expect the same number this year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you always expect that. You always expect that. And, you know, sometimes I let two interceptions get away from me this year. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, if you have a crystal ball, you would say, you know, man, damn, I wish I would have had this. Or I wish I could have done this. I wish I could have done that. But, you know, this is the game. This is the name of the game. You know, sometimes you have to live with what you put out there on the field. You have to take, you know, what they give you. And, like I said, as far as my play, you know, last year I would say was definitely my better year, you know, being here with the Giants. This year has been a good year for me. You know, like I said, I don't really worry too much about, you know, what else I would say.
You know, that's certainly fair for us and for fans that, you know, we look at it, we don't know where you're supposed to be. Do you worry that in, like, an outside coach, I mean, that, you know, a coach evaluating you as a free agent doesn't necessarily know that you're not supposed to be in the position you are, you know what I mean?
I think, you know, when coaches break down film or scouts can break down film, I think that they have a better view of, you know, what is he doing, you know, why does he take his angle, why did he drive this route? You know, as opposed to, you know, last game, people say, oh, well, you know, he took a bad angle, or what coverage was I in? You know, I'll give someone $100 if they tell me what coverage was I in, or what responsibility was I supposed to have. But, you know, I'm the kind of guy, I take it, you know, it is what it is. But if you ask me what did I do in that play, I did exactly what I'm coached to do, you know. So I just leave it like that.
You hope, obviously, that when somebody's evaluating you as a free agent, that they realize that.
I mean, if they see it, they don't, it don't. Listen, like I said, I know what kind of player I am. I know what kind of player I've always been. And, you know, if you see it that way, then you see it that way. If you don't, then you don't. I mean, I've always been a guy that makes my own way, no matter what it is. You doubt me, I love when you doubt me. You know, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to kill you the next time around. So, you know, it is what it is. And I've always been a guy. I don't really worry about too many things. You know, I don't worry about too many things. My coaches know if I make a mistake, I'm going to be the first one to say, damn, coach, you know, I messed that up, or I saw this and I did that and did that. And anyone here can tell you that. But if I didn't make a mistake, I'm not going to say, oh, well, I did this wrong, or I did this, I didn't. No, I'm going to tell you exactly what I did, what I was supposed to do. Hey, everything else, if you want to figure it out, you figure it out. You know, I mean, I don't throw anyone under the bus. That's not my job. I'm always going to protect my teammates. I'm always going to protect myself. And that's the way I play the game.